shame. Kama ben Shoyl.
We're holding the Seder Mishnayis. After Karpas. We're holding after Yachatz. And it says, Mosgul Kais Sheni, the Kana ben Shoyl. Rashi says, the ben is Shoyl, why did you just pour a Kais? That's what is Shoyl. That means, there's a Kasha. Why did you pour a Kais now? Don't take Rashi. Shulchan Aruch is Mavur, it's really a tour, says even more than that. Not only is the ben Shoyl, in Shulchan Aruch state, Simin Tof Ayin Gimel Sif Zayin Moizgin Loi Miyad Kois Sheni. You pour the Kois Miyad right now. Kedei She Yishlo Atinaikis Lama Shaisim Kois Sheni Kaidin Suda. Shteta, not only do the Tinaikis notice something Madne, Shteta, we do it now in order Kedei She Yishlo. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says they ask now. In Torn Shachan Aruch state, we did it now, Kadesh Yishal, the Shteta. So I want to discuss one or two Zachar. First of all, we want to discuss a Bissel. If in Shachan Aruch state, you're doing it now, Kadesh Yishal, Vais Lechayis, this wouldn't be the right time to do it. The Etzem, it should be done later. You're doing it now, Kadesh Yishal. So we want to handle, when is the right time to do it? You're doing it now, Kadesh Yishlu. When will be the right time to do it? We also want to handle a Bissel, Beis Hashem. When the Tinaikis asks you why you're doing it now, what are you supposed to answer? What's the terrace? I got the kasha. What's the terrace? So I got these two Zachar. There's another Gemara, Kuftes Vavon Beis. And before she Gemara, the idea of Kadesh Yishalu. Again, in this mission, it doesn't say Beferish is Kadesh Yishalu. It says he asked. It doesn't say you did a Kadesh Yishalu. The Tosh Chanach says it. But the idea of Kadesh Yishalu, which again, Mark Kufta as Vavam Beis, is the idea of the Akiris HaShulchan. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. That before the Haggadah, there's something called Akiris HaShulchan. You move away the Shulchan. Used to be each person had a small Shulchan, their own private mini Shulchan. It would be Eke the Shulchan. At this point, when the Shulchan comes back, it's not Hashmuz. But the Maisa in the Gemara state, there's something called Akiris HaShulchan. Before the Haggadah, the Eker HaShulchan. State in the Gemara, why? The Gemara says, Beferish, Kadesh Yakiru Tinaikis V'Yishalu. Tinaikis should ask, why are you being Eker HaShulchan? Why are you moving away the Shulchan? Why are you getting rid of the Shulchan? Well, you didn't even eat yet. Why are you moving the Shulchan? That's the Gemara. Kadesh Yakiru Tinaikis V'Yishalu. Now, in this Gemara, we want to ask the same question. When the Tinaikis asked the question, what do you answer them? What's the answer to this question? What is the answer to this question? This seems to be L'chayra Machlekes Achrayim. L'chayra Machlekes. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, on this Zach, it's in Tov Ayin Gimel, Sif Lamed Ches, Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says, B'yimei Chachmei HaGemara, Sh'olam Shulchan is Ketanim, everyone had a small Shulchan. And he says, why are they oike? Kadesh Yira Tinaikis V'Yishalu Lama Mesim HaMatzis V'Yidei Ken Yisoyru Lishol Gam Ken Shai Sheyus Manishtani. Zuck, what's going to happen? They're going to ask this Shaila. Once they ask this Shaila, they'll ask the other Shailas. The Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to be saying, we don't really have an answer. We're not driving at anything. We're trying to get them involved. We get them to ask this question, once they start noticing things, they'll notice the other Zachen that they're really supposed to notice, and we'll have good answers on those caches. Oh, but this cache, the Etzim, there's no answer. That what?
Should I push it
up
to the Mahashtar?
Oh, you should push it off.
That's it, that what he's saying?
I mean, you should, you mean maybe there is an answer, but you're not going to answer him now because you want to wait for Mahashtar. That's what he's saying.
No.
I'm not sure. We'll see. There's another Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's Moma first. We'll see soon, Mr. Shem. What was that? So that's the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Lemaisa, the Magen Avraham, says on this din, Kadesh Yiru Tinaikis V'Yishalu. He says a very good answer. Magravam says, if cotton chavav, yoimru lahem, she'ein rashoin lechol ad she'yisabe b'yitzias Mitzrayim. Begishmak. You know why we're removing the matzah and the food? Because we have to eat Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have to see Yitzias Mitzrayim. We can't eat now. We have to see Yitzias Mitzrayim. That means the tshuva is a tshuva that's going to bring them into the sugya of see Yitzias Mitzrayim. So l'chayda, Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to be saying, it's just a shy l'kadesh yishol to get them involved. Magen Avraham seems to say, no, we haven't got Yishmak a tshuva. We're removing the matzahs because we have to handle. We have an agenda over here. It's a busy night. It's a seder though. So we take have a tshuva. It seems to be a machlokes l'chayda. Now, there's a big ha'ara, the Shoresh HaDvarim I saw in the shir from Rav Agoin Rav Dov Breslau, Safoz Rosh Hashiva, he has a sefer Nachli Dvash. The Shoresh HaDvarim I saw by him. L'maisa is a mefurish ha'alok on Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch state, it's a Rambam, but it's a kipas on Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch state, in Simon Tov Ayin Beis Sif Tezayin Mitzvah lechalek rutinoikes kloyes ve'agoizim kidei she yiru shinu v'yishol. People, a lot of people have the meaning, they give out candies by the Seder. That's Shein Shulchan Aruch. You give out epes nash for tinoikes she yiru v'yishol. The Mishnah Brura on this says, Mishabu Bavarns. He's Bavarning. What's the answer to the question? Mishabu on this. Mishabu says, Sifkat Nun. V'yishal Ratzalai Mesh. Ayidei Zeh Yisairu Lossum Leva Kashi Nuyim. Umin Havi Laila. Zeh. V'yishal Ushayla Sam Vorin Benusach Manishtana. We just want them to end up asking Manishtana. There's no real Teichen to this question. There's no real answer to this question. We want to get them involved in Manishtana. To say, this Shinui of Kweis Egoizim, there's no real truth to this Shinoi. So there's a Ha'are. What's the Ha'are? The Magen Avraham that says the truth to Akiris HaShulchan is that would be Eikir HaShulchan, you have to say Agadah, it's Mashmah from the Magen Avraham, the Pashas is that he held, there has to be truth. You see, there's other Shinoim don't have a truth. Why the Magen Avraham hold Akiris HaShulchan has to have a truth? Remember, the Mishnah Berurah himself brings the Magen Avraham back here to Shulchan. He brings the Magen Avraham. And when it comes to Hagoyim, he just says, time to task. So I said, Hagoyim Reb David asked the Tehillim, he's asking us to steal the Magen Mishnah Berurah. He took a shtalid as a stehara in the Mishnah Berurah. But the Magen Avraham Aleh, the Magen Avraham says, back here to Shulchan, he says it's a tshuva. The Magen Avraham, you do close to Hagoyim, you pass the Shulchan out. Close to Hagoyim is no tshuva. The Tehara says, you just want to get them about. So it's a ha'ara. So the ha'ara is, let's ask the Magen Avraham. Bishlam the Shulchan Aruch Rav, when he came to Akiris HaShulchan, he said, you're asking, he says, you're making the Shinoi, and by Kois Vagoizim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says the same thing. Shulchan Aruch Rav, by Kois Vagoizim, Taka. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is even sharper, by Kois Vagoizim. He says it beferish, by Kois Vagoizim, the end of Tavayim Beis. He says, Afa pi shel sheilazu ein lonu ma'la hashavlem. He says it, there's no carrots. We come up like this year, Shinoi is there. They'll ask other things, which is the same thing he said by Kiryas HaShulchan. He already stole it away. He asked it, Afal Pi. The Shulchan Aruch Rav by Kiryas HaShulchan said, Afal Pi, there's no teretz. And there's no teretz. So when he came to Kiryas HaShulchan, he's not as small. He said the same thing. But the Magen Avraham, when he got to Kiryas HaShulchan, he's like that beer. Forget the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav already said, Yimechal Kiryas HaShulchan, and there's no pshat. So shame. So what's up is the Magen Avraham, when he got to Kiryas HaShulchan, he had to say a pshat. That's the heart. Maybe we could have thought Nishkevela. Every time Zalm, in a chalani. There are shenum we make, we don't have a tshuva. But if there's a tshuva, he's going to give him a tshuva. It happens to be by Kiryas HaShulchan, there's a tshuva. So we give him the tshuva. I see that Elm is not so tefillin with this with this issue, which is good, because I want to say something back. So that's the art. So I'll tell you what I was thinking about this. It's a machshava, I didn't see this, but it's a machshava. Evshikam Zagun, say so with Elm Holt. Evshikam Zagun, really, there's two types of Shina. There's something you do, it's a Chedesh. Oyse geizen. It's a chiddush. Is it modne? Is it weird? Strange? It's not modne zach. It's not shver zach. Well, it's not shver to give a oyse geizen, but it's not something you normally do. Akirza shulchan is modne. It's weird. Why do you have the shulchan? Could be, that's fine. It's a shtickle balbatish. Could be the magavram held. You oike the shulchan, maybe stand on your head. You don't stand on your head by the seder, it's not a circus. So akiras ha-shulchan has to be, there's a pshat to it. It's like a decent slide. If you oike the shulchan, the teretz is, no, we're demonstrating something. Because if it's not a demonstration, then I think it has no pshat. But klois ve'goizim, it's taket, we do it to get them involved. You get to know, you give them klois ve'goizim. Klois ve'goizim, shver ve'goizim, you give them klois ve'goizim. Not a modern zach, it's a normal zach to do. And forget it, it's a way to stimulate the children. You give them klois ve'goizim. Why are you stimulating them? Oh, but he's not nachas to say that akiras ha-shulchan. To say, what akiras ha-shulchan mean, just move the table out. Why move the table out? No reason, just to get your attention. The text is over there, there's a pshat to it. You're getting them to notice that we're not eating now. Why? Because of being sabbath season times. Yeah, fine. It has a pshat to it. Because it doesn't have a pshat. I think it's a pretty fine svar. But there's a big kasha. There is a big kasha. It's important, Rambam. It's a very important Rambam. The Rambam, Chumash Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, very chashuv Rambam. The Rambam says, Tzorech la'asos shinui b'layla zeh, kidei sheyiru ha'abonim v'yishalu, v'yoyimu manishtana ha'alayla zeh kalalelis. What's going on? Not manishtana, the whole nusach. They should ask them what's going on. Ad sheyoshiv lehem v'yoyim rekach v'kach yir, rekach v'kach hoyim. The Rambam is saying, you just want to get them to ask Vostotzach. Eventually, you'll be able to talk about Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Ketzad, Mishana, Mechalkan Klois Vagoizim, Oikrim HaShulchan, number two, V'choytfim Matzah Zemizeh. You grab Matzah. These types of things. Now, Rabbi said, if you look in the Sugyas, all these things are Gemaris. But it's not called pshat in the Gemara. Klois ve'egoizim is a Gemara. But there is a shayla in the Gersas HaGemara. What is the Gersas HaGemara? There are two Gersas in the Gemara. Which that is the Gemara? The Kuf test state, you give out Klois ve'egoizim. The Gersa we have is Kidei Shelo Yishnu. Keep them awake. V'yishalu. The next Gemara says, Choytfin matzis, Kidesha lo yishnu. There's a few pshat in Rishayim. The Rambam's girsa was Kidesha yishalu. The Rambam is girsa, you give out klois ve'egoizim Kidesha yishalu. Choytfin matzis, Kidesha yishalu. It's the Rambam's girsa. So it comes according to the Rambam, they're all Gemaras. Akiras HaShulchan is a Gemara Kidesha yishalu. Klois ve'egoizim is a Gemara Kidesha yishalu. But the Gemara also says, Choytfin matzis, means you chap matzis. The Shtosu, maybe that's the idea of Afikainen. Now, wait a second, Rabbi Yisai. Because if this Rambam, L'chore, is the Makar, then it doesn't have to be a tshuva. This Rambam is the Makar. It doesn't have to be a tshuva. But one of the things the Rambam says, Choyt fin matzis kidei sheyishalu. Lani es daiti, this is L'chore, a pircha on our vart. Vos far pshat doesn't have to be Choyt fin matzis. Has a pshat. Has a pshat to be Choyt fin matzis. Choyt of matzis means you grab matzis. You grab the matzis. You grab matzis. Does that have a pshat? Or you stand machine? So it would seem to me that if the Rambam says you choyt of matzis for a shiner, so why can't it be yoga the shulchan for a shiner? If choyt of matzis, there's no teretz. L'chor, the teretz is just, there is no teretz. And the Rambam is mevor, there's no teretz. The Rambam just says you do it kidei to end up talking about yitzim zayin. So if you could be choyt of matzis and there's no tshuva, it makes more sense than to be like the shulchan without a pshat like akiras shulchan. Someone will say you chaytiv because chavivas. Everyone knows that it's like a circus factor. So elamai it's a shina. So I would suggest one zach, but this is very basic. But my said the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like the Ram Chayt and Matzis. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean Chayt and Matzis. Shulchan Aruch goes, the Shulchan Aruch seems to go, Chaytfin means you eat right, you eat quickly, Kadesh Lishna. The Shulchan Aruch does not bring this. So maybe, I suggest perhaps, it's very Yechidish. Magen Avraham is learning the Mechaber, if you know what the Magen Avraham's Mekar was, but perhaps the Magen Avraham is going, Takan, I like the Rambam. Bekitze. So the Rambam sheet is going to be, you make a Shinoi, even with attitude. The Magen Avraham, for some reason, is going, but that's a Mechaber, the Mechaber doesn't bring that you chat matzis, Mishim Shittak, it doesn't bring it. You only make a shinoi either, that's one of two things. Either something that's normal. Egoism, it's a normal as that, so why do you do shinoi? Or if you're doing something that lechor is mud, that has to be a pshat. So mela, kiris ha-shulchan, zaktav ba-magen Avraham, yitaka oike the shulchan, because it has a pshat. And the tshuva is because we're not saying it is Mitzrayim yet. However, according to this, enech nami, choytin matzis wouldn't have a pshat, and he wouldn't do it, and the Ram going with a different shita. It's still a question, how does the magen Avraham know that there's another shita? That's taka something to think about, enech nami. Let's be misaking what we spoke for now. As of now, what did we speak? We spoke that legabe akiris ha-shulchan, the Gemara says, you do it mishum shinui. That's clear in the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to say there's no tshuva. Magen Avraham says there is a tshuva. The question was, why would the Magen Avraham say there's a tshuva? There's clearly the Mechaber says there's other shinui that don't have tshuvas. So either we could say Einech Anami, here there happens to be a tshuva, or we're suggesting this new chiddush that a goyim had a pshat, a kiras hashocha without a tshuva doesn't have a pshat. The aron that mechayes the Rambam says you can chaytiv matzis, which the chayes doesn't have a pshat. So we're suggesting past the mechayes the Rambam's going that the mechaber taka doesn't pass like the Rambam, and that because the mechaber taka holds you need a pshat. It's a little bit of a chiddush. Let's continue. I start with the question, when would be the right time to be meizig the kais? Let's go back to meizig my kais. It says in the Mishnah, you meizig the kais, and the ben is shayel. And Shulchan Aruch states, you meizig kidei sheyisha. That means, the etzem you should pour it later. You meizig not kidei sheyisha. Now, I got everybody say. The Shulchan Aruch says over here, there's no tshuva. The Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. And the Mishnah Berurah also says the same thing on Meizig. On Meizig, Zakat Mishnah Berurah, you're doing it. Be'etzim, you shouldn't do it now. We'll see in a second what he says. You shouldn't do it now. You should later. But he says you're doing it. Kedei to bring him in. So it's good the way we're going because Meizig is not a Mad Nazat. You have to be Meizig. You're just being Meizig a bit early. Why being Meizig now? Kedei Sheyishlo. It's very Gishmak. But we want to discuss when would be the right time to be Meizig. When would be the right time? So the Mishnah Berurah here says, Mamish here, and he's quoting Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says, the right time would have been Miyad. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Moizim le Miyad. Zok to Mishnah Berurah, it's called in Samach Zayin. Rotsa Loimer, Shalo Yamtin be Mezigis HaKois Ad Sheyagia Lefikach. Sheoz Tzorech Lechois HaKois Biyodin. Lefikach, we hold the Kois. So you could pour the kais then. Rather, you do it right now. Elamiyad shemeser hakora me'al ha'shocham. You do it right now. Alafuke, waiting till the end of Magid when you're up to Lefikach. So Mishnah Berurah says the time to do it would have been by the end of the Haggadah by Lefikach. That would have been the right time. So you're doing Meredith Geshinah. Not Meredith Geshinah. You're doing something which Batson shouldn't have been done now. Why are you doing it now? Batson could have done it much later. You're doing it now. Kadesh Yishlo, Zegishmach. Now, the shayla is like this. I saw a sacha ma'ir that I saw David Shlita's ma'ir. Shteita, that be'etzem you can be meizig your kais by lefikach. That means you could go the whole Haggadah without a kais. This is the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Haggadah doesn't need kais. Haggadah is not nemar ala kais. Time yesh lachta. The second kais, every kais, the Gemara says you do something. Every kais, you do a mitzvah. The Gemara says, every kais has a brach. All of that kais have a brach. Without getting involved in the whole lumness of how exactly that kais work, but that's for sure, every kais has a brach. the kais, does that have a shaykhis with the Haggadah? Or it has a shaykhis with the bracha you make on, you say a halal maybe, and you say a bracha, it has a shaykhis with the bracha, it has a shaykhis with the halal. Does it have a shaykhis with the Haggadah? Lemaisa, it's a mefurish Rambam. Chayis mefurish Rambam, halacha yud. The Rambam says, kol kais v'kais me'arba kais is halal, mevorich olav bracha b'fnei atzma. That's a gemara. But the Rambam says what the brachas are. Kais yishin oimer olav kiddush hayoyim, kais sheni kairi olav es ha'agadah. Then Rambam, you kairi the ha'agadah ala kais. L'chayra, if the second kais is connected to the ha'agadah, so how could we say that technically you could have been meizig the kais only by lefikach? The whole Haggadah is never ala kais. That's the whole Haggadah is never ala kais. So it's mashma for the Mishnah Berurah. L'chayra, he's naming on that the mechaber that says that you're meizig the kais now, k'deisha yishalu, he obviously holds Haggadah is not ala kais. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say beferish. The Mishnah doesn't say you meizik now kadesh yishlu. The Mishnah just says that when the Tanakhs see you being meizik, they ask. Of course they ask. Why be meizik? It's a kasha. But to go ahead and say we're being meizik kadesh yishlu, it's a whole other level. Mechatesa. We're being meizik because we need a kais. The Tanakhs want to know why we need a kais. They're asking taka. It's like with the kasha. Oh, but we know why we need a kais. We need a kais. So how can you say we're meizik because kadesh yishlu? The Mishnah doesn't say that. There it is, the mechab is going, Haggadah does need a kais. You need a kais later, we get to lefikach. That bracha, halal, the bracha, that's our kais. But not the Haggadah. That's the chay mashma in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav says this. But it's a big har. I want to bring out the har at the island. The har is, there's a gewaldige Rambam Machamis. Yeah, and Arab Sachin Machamis. He has a big discussion, he has machlokes with the Baal HaMor. Again, something else we won't get into. The Gemara says that if you want to drink, the Mishnah says, if a person wants to drink between the first Pashas, this is a chat in the Mishnah, and most of you learn the Mishnah like this. If you want to drink between the first two kaises, you'll have a drink. A person's allowed if he's thirsty, wants to have a drink of wine, a filu yayin, bein shnei kaises, you could drink. And Shulchan Aruch says, you shouldn't do it, but make a din, you could drink wine between the first two kaises. The Ramban says, that's only before you start the Haggadah. Once you start the Haggadah, you can't drink wine. But we use lashon. His lashon is like this. His lashon is, Mishemoz guloi kois sheni, v'hischil b'mitzvosoi, lishoil olav v'midrash. Once you started the mitzvah of the kois sheni, einoi rashoi lahafsik b'shtir. The Ran quotes this Ramban, he has different words. Einoi bedin sheyimzoi kois acher v'yishter. It's a vort in the Ramban. You're ready, a rangiton in the mitzvah of this kois. You pour a kois and you're busy with the mitzvah of this kois. You can't go being shais a different kois. It's a new vort. Ramban says you can't take a different kois yayin, b'toich v'agodah, once you started to be shoyol v'doyish. Because you're already busy with the kois on mitzvah. Now, the Veltain is, this Ramban Lechayz Mefurish, that the Haggadah is done with the Kais. That's what Ramban says. He says, you can't drink now because you're already busy with the Kais. Lu Yitzuya, I would tell you, that Be'etzim, you just moizig the Kais now. And now you put the Kais on hold. I'm not, you pour the Kais. Kideisha Yishalu. We'll get to the Kais later. The Ramban would say that you already were maschil the mitzvah of the kais. Lishar, I'm not busy with the kais b'chlal. I poured the kais and I moved on. I'm busy with the Haggadah. What does he mean? I was maschil lishar. I'm not just being medayik the lashon. The etzem halacha of the Ramban. The halacha of the Ramban l'chayr is that when you're busy with this kais, you can't go away and be busy with a different kais. That's the halacha of the Ramban. The issue is that the Shulchan Aruch l'chayr paskins this Ramban. The Shulchan Aruch paskins this Ramban. In Simen Tov Ayin Gimel, Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch handles what happens if the Seder is Matzah Shabbos, not this year, but if the Seder was Matzah Shabbos, and you forgot to say Avdolah, you have to yak in the house, but you forgot to say Avdolah, so you make Kiddush Avdolah, so now you're missing Avdolah. Zog to Shulchan Aruch, you should make Avdolah right after Kiddush. But once you started the Haggadah, you can't make Avdolah. You have to wait till you finish the Avdolah, the Haggadah. It's Shulchan Paskins. Once you started the Haggadah, you can't make Avdolah. Zog to Goyim, because of this Ramban. If you make Avdolah, you have to drink. And once you start the Haggadah, you can't drink. The Be'alach also brings this Ramban. The Be'alach also says this, the Be'alach makes it Sushta. This Shulchan Aruch is gebayt on the Ramban. So it's Abazan, we have a kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha is the Shulchan Aruch goof is going with this Ramban. The Goyim says like that. The Be'alach says like that. That what? The Shulchan Aruch is paskening the Ramban that once you start the Haggadah, you can't be shayse because you're busy with this kais. So that means Haggadah, you are busy with the kais. So if Haggadah is busy with the kais, that means Haggadah needs the kais. So if Haggadah needs the kais, you have to pour the kais. So how could the Shulchan Aruch himself say, you're only meizig now, today she yishalu. Typically, you have to be meizig now because the Haggadah needs the kais. It's a question. Question. So, Reb David Breslau Shlita stelt zu a bi agro. He tainted that the bi agro is devouring this shayla. The bi agro on this Shulchan Aruch that says, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that we started with, Moizgin by miyad kais sheni kadesha yishavu. So the bi agro is medag miyad. It says miyad. Zok the bi agro Miyad, Rotzaloima Acha Akiras Hakaore Takef Kadesh Yishon. Takef Acha Akiras Hakaore. So, what is the going saying? What is the going saying? So, if David Shlita, he tainis a pshat, which I don't mind machine in the going, I'll say over his pshat. He says the following. He tainis that the Emerson, we're saying that the Mishabura says you should be moizig by l'fikach. But we're tainin that God needs the kais. Zok there, yesh lachter. If that God needs the kais, does man shtana need the kais? No shayla. Does man shtana need the kais? That God is the tshuva. What about the shayla? Does the shayla need the kais? Zok there, even if the tshuva needs the kais, the shayla doesn't need the kais. So the chiddush of miyad is before manishtan. You do it before manishtan. It didn't have to be now. It could have been after manishtan. Avad Hagadah needs the kais, but manishtan doesn't need the kais. So you do it now because you want to do a shinoi now to stimulate him to ask, to get him to ask manishtan. Ober mitzideinu, we would wait. We would do it by the Hagadah. That somehow attaches this into the goyim. I don't know how exactly it goes into the goyim. Achakir zakore. Basically, take if me lafuke. If he was, I would have said lafuke after manashtan. Basically, he says this knesh. The time is, oh, but the Ramban says nishtazay, because the Ramban himself says that afilu the sheila. Here's a knesh. Rabbi said the Ramban's lashon is even the sheila tutzachan the kais. Kiven shehischer b'mitzvah zakeis lishoyl v'lidrash. Mishemazgul v'hischer mitzvah say lishoyl v'lidrash. Zokter, so loit the Ramban, you can't even say this. Loit the Ramban, you're stuck. Because when else could you do it? You need it even for the Shaila. So he wants to learn in the Shulchan Aruch the Azagman, the Shulchan Aruch Takanet. The Shulchan Aruch is masking to Ramban. Oh, but not as a guide. And Baruch Mevu even the Shaila needs it. But the Shachanarach holds only that Gadda needs it. It's Enechanam, you come to Shachanarach, B'shas the Shaila, you could still be Shaisa another Kais. Because you weren't Maschel with the Mitzvah Kais. But with that Gadda, you're Maschel. And those are Pshatni Goyim. So Fiz and Nachamah, what came to now is that even though the Shachanarach holds that Gadda needs the Kais, the Shaila doesn't need the Kais. But Anis Daiti, I don't know, but Anis Daiti seems, I saw something else in the Goyim. I'm not sure if I'm right. I saw in the Goyim, it's a new Knech. When it says Miyad, I thought he's saying this is a nekuda. Take it to the kiris hakara. I don't know if I'm right. I had a new vort. It's supposed to be samach to the kiris hakara. I thought it's a new vort. It means like this. Well, okay, the kara. The kiris hakara means we're not eating. Right after that, we're mezig a kais. Mamash steer. If samach to the kira, you're mezig a kais. Doesn't take a valid steer. Because what do you mean? Are you eating or you're not eating? You're okay, it means you're not eating. You're mezig means you are eating. The teretz is, I need, what's the teretz? That's not what the teretz is. That's not Hashem's word, I mean, there's no teretz. But upon him, it brings out the shinoi with them that it's samach to akira. This is what I saw in the going. Samach to akira, so it's a numah. According to this, a kuba you even need it for the sheila. The emshir ma'ayin. Maybe you need it for the sheila. You don't need it for the sheila. Or it's a bazundere hadgosha. You do samach to akira. You could be okay, take a little break, shmuz a little, then be a no, no, samach to akira. Why? Because right after that came your does that steer? Does that steer? Let's just give me a second when we spoke. Just now we spoke that we have a Shulchan Aruch that says you're Moizig now in order to Yishalom. So the Mishnah Berurah says that technically the best time to do it would have been later, by Lefikach. Hara that is that the Shulchan Aruch himself paskins that you can't be shayse during the Haggadah gebayt on the Ramban, which is gebayt from the fact that you are rangitan on the kais, which lachari means that God needs the kais. So how can we say that technically you could have brought it later? That's the kash. So we said one mahalach. We said a mahalach that ein echanami the Haggadah needs it, but the Shaila doesn't need it. Maybe that's trapping the going. Then we said another mahalach, which I feel the going is saying perhaps. That is a bazundra and a kuda that it was samuch to the akira. The emshim ma'ayin in that, basically. But the maisa leaves us with the heart of Mishnah Berurah. Because the maisa of Mishnah Berurah brings the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who says you should have done it by lefikach. So he's saying you could do it by lefikach. Rabbi Allah himself, the maisa says that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Ramban. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that you can't be shoyse during that God alpha and ban. So that means, so does that God need a kais? Does that God not need a kais? The Maisi vibe with the steer, the Maisi is going to be a steer. Misal Echad, the Bialocha says the Shulchan Aruch is going l'chayre that God needs a kais. Mitzad Sheni, the Mishnah Berurah says that the time to do would have been later, like the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Now, Rabbi said, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch Harav does not pass like the Ramban. It got a shim very well, she talks it. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says the kais would have been later. Shulchan Aruch Harav talks about Havdalah during Haggadah. He doesn't say it. He says, you can mind yourself. He says you can't do Havdalah for a different cheshbon. He says because you need a kais, so it's kemaisif ala kaisis. He has a whole cheshbon, ayin sham. But he's mevor that he holds he could be cheshbon kais. She talks it's very good. Like upon me coming out with a question on the Mishnah Berurah. That would be that shayla. I can take a minute to do this living chizik for the island. I'm a guest here. I'm getting chizik from being here, but I'm getting chizik. May I give a little chizik also? I'll tell you two things about that. Sitting with Bochum Ben Azman and the Moedic Sefer Achinach Hashiruch here. The Sefer Achinach in Pasha Shoiftim. He's talking about the mitzvah of Shoiftim. Everybody knows the mitzvah of Christ has to have Shoiftim. Shoiftim. Shoiftim is Shoiftim. The Moedic Zach. The Chinach always touches up the Shoish HaMitzvah. What's the Shoish HaMitzvah of Shoiftim? Zach there. Shoresh HaMitzvah Nigla, it's obvious. Because that's how you uphold Yiddishkeit. Shoiftim is Yiddish police, Abba Yisrael. Yiddish police, right? Shoiftim, this police. That's the police. So that's the way to uphold Yiddishkeit. lifi zois. He says like this, Madovar zeh namid dosenu. This maintains Yiddishkeit. Because everyone's scared of the shayftim. Shteitzach. Umitoich hergelom betoiv. Ubiyoish and machmas yire. Mitoich. Getting used to being mekayim the Torah, machmas yire. Yilmedu om tivom lasas mishba v'tzedek me'avo. Bakarosim derech emes. They will train themselves to be mekayim the Torah, mitoich avo. And he says, ahegu ma'aseh teva. So shoiftim is supposed to train us to acquire a nature of kiyum haTorah. I always feel Rabbi said, but a bacha in yeshiva is mamish shoiftim. That's my hegish. A yeshiva has structure, has anhala. They're being mechanech you. You have a choice. You have a choice. A bacha has to. You have to cooperate, you have to behave. You have to do what you have to do. Of a bein hazmanim, that's when the training wheels come off. The training wheels come off. The yeshiva is the training wheels. Bein hazmanim, no training wheels. So this is when we show our true colors. This is when you're really living. There's no more shayftim, and we get to see what your teva is. So Rabbi says, Amari dike chizik, mizet ha'azah, matziv here. We see the teva, but a person has to know. When you're not in yeshiva, that's when your true colors show. There's one other thing to know. One other gevald is gevald gemayla ben azmanim. And by him is bakant the sefer chos in Yeshua. Gevald ge sefer limud haTorah from Yeshua Heller. And he talks about his comedy eitzes. Had a steigen asmodas haTorah. He says like this, if a person wants to become a masmid, he says, as I say it, a person has two types of meisen. Two types of meisen. The first meisen, he says, meisen hergelim. Meisen you do out of habit. The second one is meisen nisyoni. A meisen you do not out of habit, you do it out of choice. He says, and his lashon is, a ma'isa hageili you do with a ruach mitzuya. A ma'isa nisyani is ruach shani mitzuya. Meaning, to do a ma'isa that you're used to doing, you don't need any hisiris. You just do it. But to do a ma'isa that you're not sure if you should do or not, for that you need hisiris. And he says, if a person lamosha wants to become a masmid, a ma'isa that's done, the way to become a masmid is to train yourself, to learn and learn and learn. But he says, a ma'isa, a limud haTorah that you do mitoch nisoyon, meaning you're doing it in a matziv that it wasn't so pasha to do, that has 10 times the effect of the ma'isa limud haTorah that you did, stamazer. And he says what? Faker toichi, he says the repeller. He says, a person did an aveira, chas v'sholem, mitoch hergel, it doesn't make such a big ration. But if he did it mitoch nisoyon, meaning he was torn, should I and should or shouldn't I, and he had his gabrus to do it, chas v'sholem, it's much worse. Bein Hazmanim is a meridic opportunity for Maisa Nisyoni. A person wants to become a masmid. In yeshiva, it's hergel. I once saw that Rav Chutna, Chaim Levracha, someone came to him, I believe it was in Kailo. They wanted to be mevatel the Bein Hasdarim. Mevatel Bein Hasdarim. Rav Chutna told him, Gedolim are gemacht from Bein Hasdarim. I take it back. Not Bein Hasdarim. I believe they want to make a koil on Fridays, I think. Something they want to make up, something official. It was a certain off time. They want to take an official off time, make it official. And he said, the Gedolim were made from the off times. The Gedolim took those times and shagged those times. I think this is the Pshat. The Pshat is, those times are times of Nisyoni. Times that you need his gabrus, that his gabrus to do it, that's what changes the person. First, one last thing about said. I'm a guest here at Amolius Spilus from this Mokim. I'm Amolius Spilus, but I'm this urge to share the following with you. I'm going to finish with this. I was once by a Levaya, a Choshev Mensch. Levaya from a Choshev Mensch. a ehrliche Mensch, a Stück jeckische Mensch. And this person, before he moved to Bar Park, he lived in the Deal area, in Deal, New Jersey, in Lakewood, Deal. But back in the day, he had to walk, I think, about 3 miles to davening on Shabbos Kodesh. Like a 3 mile walk. Sure, he used to walk, but he used to take with him 2 sons. The sons were about 5 or 6 years old. He sat with him 2 kids, Mamish, Kleine Kinderlach, to shul about 3 miles every Shabbos, back and forth. If someone asked him, why are you torturing your children? What are you doing? So he said, as avot. He said, state, shiru l'Hashem shir chodosh. A yid has to give Hashem something new. He said, where does Hashem have this? I want to give him something special. I'm not handling now if it was right or wrong, but the vart. I want to give Hashem something miyuchid. So Rabbi said, I want to say 2 things. My head is here, Rabbi said, this mokim is a fire. This mokim is a fire. It's a place on fire. And I see a building down the block, he's taking over, it's spreading, the fire is spreading. Everyone here, you have such a schus to be part of a Sheikh Chodesh for the Abishah, we're giving him something new. The Abishah said, there's a new oyer that's spreading, it's Mam Mishnah Chaych. You have a schus to be part of a Sheikh Chodesh, but every person has to know in his personal life, everyone has their challenge. I'm a Shvach, about Kishon, that's your Sheikh Chodesh. What your challenge is, that's your Shir Chodesh for the Eibishter. Yishol b'zaycha, or Chodesh al tzio in toya v'nizke achulon u'meher al-oira. Amen.